This is CliffCentral.com.
Okay, that was very interesting.
Yeah, okay.
It was
fucking crazy.
Right? Ooh, yeah. So shocking. Okay, let me try find you. Cause I never can find you when we start the show.
Fucking retarded. My god.
Okay.
Yes, that was great. That was amazing.
Now, yeah, yes, there we go. I found you.
Thank you.
Fine, you know, I find every time that we come in for a show, you're always missing, but you're always sitting right next to me, which is the most shocking thing. I can never find you on the microphone. What is up?
Like, I found you something sexy, something hot.
What is that?
It's a sexy poem because you look so hot.
I
love
that
shirt, man. I love.
Thank you.
I'm the wrong person to be telling you look hot, but I'm sure you'll get more compliments.
Amen. Now, you know what? I've raised my hopes a little bit.
Yeah.
Hoping to get these compliments. If I hear shit, dude, you and me. we've got beef.
We can do this. Okay, are you ready for my poem?
Give it to me. Let's hear it.
Yeah, well, let's do this one. Church.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. It's an acronym. Like it's one of those.
Yeah, like my name.
Yeah,
you know?
Like you see.
It's like.
Oh my god.
Man. Anyway, let's go.
You're so special. Okay, church. I shouldn't have done this one because it's got dick in it, but it's fine. Cherish his dick. And unleash your ravishing cunt, honey. So there you go. Do you want to be one with a vagina in it? Just to balance it out.
Oh my god.
Okay, I'll
okay. You know what? You know what? You know what? Let me just do this. Hold on a second. Okay. Welcome to it. Wow. 20-something. With myself, just another cool kid, or Jack for short. If you've ever met me personally, you understand why Jack for short is funny. But moving swiftly along, today we're going to be hanging out with a couple of very interesting people. When I was calling these people to try get them into the studio, I had no idea. Yeah. Like, I didn't see this one coming. I didn't think they were. I don't even know what word to use, but they're so hot.
Were you nervous on
the
phone?
They're unbelievably gorgeous.
Were
it's
you
shocking.
Shaking like, oh god.
I didn't know. Like, you know when you call someone, you hear their voice, like, hi, how are you? I'm like, okay, at least you're a nice person.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I didn't know that they were nice people.
Legs,
you know what I'm saying?
Legs.
Anyway,
I mean.
For those of you who don't know who this jackass is that's been talking about dicks and stuff. We were 5 minutes into the show and you're already... Oh, anyway. Van Given, how are you, buddy?
I'm good, man.
I'm chilled, man.
I found this for you, so I had to.
Just for me?
Just for you.
I feel so special all of a sudden. But nonetheless, we are hanging out with people that are dancers, man. Professional dancers. You know, this country has got a lot of obstacles, if I can put it that
obstacles.
Way. Especially when it comes to the arts, you know?
Yeah.
It's very difficult to convince your parents that, you know what, this is what I want to do, and, you know, that this is what I want to chase down. And my parents still give me shit about coming here. They're like, you're working for a racist.
That racist part of yours.
Hey, man, I'm playing. All right, cool. So this morning we are joined by Sino and Techies. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
What just happened?
Man.
I'll someone just keep quiet the rest of the time.
Gosh.
We're what?
You're so funny.
Really?
Like,
oh, thanks, man.
But your timing is like, you don't waste time.
We try
dirty jokes.
Yeah.
I mean, we try not to. You know what, ladies, can I just ask you to put on a set of headphones just so you can hear yourself?
I don't have a seat.
That's what I said.
Oh, okay.
Let's just swap over.
I have one.
I found you one.
ASAP. There you go.
Thank you so much.
Quick fast.
No, just help out over there. Give her a hand, please.
Stick it in the hole.
Wow. Which hole? No, techies, don't entertain us.
That's the one.
Oh, perfect fit.
Yeah. Oh!
Oh,
my goodness. We are already moving together.
I feel like this is sex talk with John Tissero. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, if you guys want to be a part of the conversation and you're listening, please give us a call on 0861-555-189. On Twitter, it's at CliffCentral.com, at Jack_5'4", at Van Given. Facebook, Cliff Central. WeChat ID, Cliff Central. Tap, connect, to then message to show. This is how we engage, man. On Twitter, you can, you know, hashtag 20-something CC.
Yeah.
Here we go, man. So, good morning, ladies. You've
Hello.
Got your headphones on. Can you hear yourselves?
Yeah.
Yes.
So weird.
Okay, cool.
Oh, my gosh. My voice is so weak.
All right, man. You know what? My producer has decided to carry on in Nell's weird vibe this morning. Anyway, Duncan, stop talking in my ear, please.
Oh, gosh.
Goodness. Ah. Anyway, so where did it all begin? How did you know that you'd want to be a dancer? This goes to any one of you. In fact, both of you. I'd love to hear your stories.
I think more than knowing you want to be one, it's when you realize that you are one.
Yeah.
I think for me, it started very early. I think I started dancing around like 6. You just figure it out when you're doing it, that this is something that I'm taking interest in, and it turns from a hobby to something you just can't do without until it becomes a profession. But I started dancing around 6 and it just didn't stop.
Any professional training?
Yes, I started professionally training at the age of 9.
Oh, wow.
I actually started late. My mom, when I was 6, my mom was like, techies. Okay, well, she didn't call me tech. She was like, got that. You need to do ballet classes. And I was like, ballet? No ways. Because I didn't like the way they were dressed. Because when I was young, I was more of a tomboy.
Ditto-ish. Yeah.
Okay. So I liked sneakers, baggy pants. I was that hip-hop girl. I was like, no ways. Now I regret it.
For what?
Exactly. but no, I've always loved dancing ever since I was young. I mean, my parents used to show me videos of myself when I was like 4, 3, like just moving and dancing. And yeah, like that. That's just when they knew. And then, yeah, I realized when I was 9, which was too late. But yeah.
But here you are. Here
look
you
at are. That. Yeah, yeah. Can you imagine?
If that's late, you know, like you said, when you were kids, you didn't really know what you were doing. You were just doing it because you were just being.
Exactly.
What was your go-to move when you were a kid? Because you knew that you were the cutest one there and you were doing your thing. Like, yo, I didn't want to go corner Java. So what was your go-to kind of thing that you did?
Oh, chicken head. Don't do it. Yeah, also mine. I was also like practically a little boy and I was super overweight. So nothing cute and sexy for me. I was just like... And I danced with boys.
So hard to believe.
I kid you not. I used to dance with Clinch Crew and it was all boys.
Yeah.
I was like, cool, I don't need to be... super girly. I'll just put on like my sneaks and track pants and dance with the boys. So it was very like very street. Yeah. Very You Got Served days. Yeah.
You know? You know what? That movie, man, You Got Served.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
my dad's house is in Deep Kloof, which is not that far from Southgate Mall. My friends and I watched that movie as it moved from cinema to cinema. You know what I mean? Like, when it came out, it was in the biggest cinema.
Wow.
And then it just went slowly. By the time the movie, like, left the cinema completely, there was just, like, 5 of us in the cinema. I mean, we were dancing on the seats and all of this stuff.
Were you trying to get the dance moves? Were you trying to be part of it?
No. We were little dancers ourselves. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Not to blow my own horn, but, you know. I used to get down.
Blow it, do it.
Okay. Yeah, man. I mean, I consider myself a very good dancer. I mean, I was part of Create once upon a time back in the day.
Wow.
Right.
Wow.
We did Masters of Rhythm in 2007.
Oh, so did we.
Yeah. So
we actually used to be in the same crew.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
It was a girl group called Cadence.
How are you doing?
You're kidding.
And yeah. We were nominated. What was it for? MTN Hype Award, yes. And we won.
Yeah. How you doing?
Oh, gosh. Now, if you like, you know, when I was talking about Masters of Rhythm, I thought it would be like a notch.
Thing.
You know, yeah, like, yeah, we were champions.
Come on,
you
know? Like, who started that competition?
Yeah, man.
Exactly.
And, I mean, your involvement in the culture at the time. I mean, I remember we used to practice at school.
Yep.
We didn't have a choice. You had to find a classroom that was open after school, and that's where you'd practice. Did you guys go through the similar thing?
Well, we didn't practice at school. Are you talking about us in a crew?
No, I'm just saying generally.
Oh, like practice?
Yeah.
No, well...
She's like, I just go on stage.
Yeah. I wake up and I've got it. Like, hey.
I just dance like this. I just dance like this.
No, you know what? When I started training and I was 9 and I never stopped. So there was never, okay, let's practice. Let me make time to practice. I was always practicing because I was always in studio rehearsing or practicing for the next show. Mm. Or there was always practice.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah. And as far as, you know, like dance is such a very small circle. Like, I don't know if you guys have noticed, not too many, like everyone likes dancing, understandably, but no one's willing to go on stage and actually do it as a profession.
Yeah.
Do you feel that, you know, at this point in time, people are taking dances and choreographers a lot more seriously than they did before?
I think they are taking them more seriously than they did before, but not nearly enough.
Okay.
And that's on both parts. I think for dancers to be so in demand, there's not a single kind of a show that you don't see dancers hired for, but for whatever reason, they're still sometimes treated like bottom of the food chain.
Yeah.
But it is also dancers need to learn to all the time, actually. Yeah. All the time. So it's extra work for us to have to teach people how to treat us, to have to demand respect. It's more than anybody else in the room would have to do. Yeah, SA's a bit behind with that because I think overseas it's picking up more where dancers are just treated like the professionals they are.
Yeah.
But emphasis on slowly but surely.
Yeah.
We're getting there, but it's mindset. You have to change mindset.
It's actually very sad because we are the entertainment.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like if you watch award shows, you get tired of the talking and, okay, up next we have runner up, mang, whatever.
I wouldn't think, man.
Exactly. Like you get bored of that, like no offense, but then when the entertainment comes on, you see the dancing, yeah, you're like, wow.
Yeah.
People don't know how we treat it, but they just celebrate what they see.
But they always hire us.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's, and I just wish they would treat us the way we, like,
yeah.
How can I put it?
What you deserve to get.
Yeah. Like also we put on a good show. Like proper all the time. So treat us proper backstage. Like also, you know, with dancers you find that they put us in like a small little corner. Gosh. This is your dressing
room.
Bane
of my existence.
There's no mirrors. How am I supposed to do my makeup with no mirrors? Like,
and then like one person, one musician needs like three rooms.
Exactly.
And you're like, hi.
Hi, and it's such a mission to ask for water. Like come on.
Seriously?
I'm telling you.
You guys don't even get water?
If you like really push for it.
Yeah. If it's a really good corporate gig, they will treat you like nice. They'll be like, okay, here's a dressing room, here's water. But if it's people who don't want to pay or...
Sure. But you know, I think it's also, I've noticed over time, it's also the responsibility of the dancer because even, for example, like rappers, back in the day when we were dancers, like Masters of Rhythm days, they weren't as respected as they are today. And they have to have changed something in what they do to demand that respect. And I think also dancers need to just force for that. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you put your foot down. You don't take everything that, you know, if someone's being disrespectful, you're not getting what you deserve, you just don't go for it. And dancers are very like, okay. Fine. I'll just sit here for 17 hours and smile.
Oh, wow.
You know what dancers need? Contracts. And in that contract, you must write what you need from this gig that you're going to do.
Yeah.
Rather than just saying, okay, I'm going to do it. And then you get there and then you're surprised when they put you in the corner or there's no dressing room or there's no food.
So are you saying that maybe dancers need to take themselves a little bit more seriously?
Definitely.
Considering how you guys have been treated?
Definitely, because you are a business. So treat yourself like one.
Yeah. Yep.
You need a union. Can we get put
that
together?
We do. Lovely. I mean, they have them overseas.
Yeah, a lot.
Oh, wow. Okay, we have been joined by another professional dancer. Lishe, how are you, my brother?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm fantastic. Okay, number one, we've got beef, you and I, because I called you on the phone and you said you'd be here before 11, mister.
Yeah, Ish, you know these things, they... Hey.
He was dreaming of the next big dance. He was envisioning it. Yeah.
Things happen.
Right? All right, cool. So let's catch up with you for a little bit. Uh-huh. We just asked these beautiful ladies, what? When did it begin for you? When did you know that dancing was it for you?
Well, I guess for me, I knew like when I was in high school, I really took it seriously. But when I started dancing, I was like 5 years old.
Yeah.
I guess for most of us, we started watching music videos and
our
grandparents started playing us those things like when we were young. But I took it seriously when I was in high school. But the bigger work and the bigger things came like a few years ago when I started my own dance crew.
Ah, okay. And the name of your dance crew is Vintage.
Yes, Vintage. You know the golf.
Oh, man. You guys have actually put out like music as well.
Yes,
really?
We did. Mm-hmm. And there's something coming soon, but you all be in the loop.
No, you know what? We've got time. We'll get into it. Uh-huh. Don't worry. We'll get into it.
So cool.
That is, right?
Yeah, I didn't know.
Well,
nice. Yeah, we're not techies.
Do you know, I feel like we just walked into a bunch of friends that haven't seen each other.
Let's interrupt.
For the longest time. Yeah. You know?
You say like, the dance industry was small. So.
You know? Well, I guess it makes sense now.
Do you have to make that crossover? Because I'm Lachey, you've done a lot of work on music videos on TV. Mm-hmm. And I look at Justin Bieber's Sorry music video, and I look at it, and I look at our industry in SA and our musicians. We don't have a lot of those type of videos where you just put on a song and just say, it's been choreographed, go ahead, dance, let's shoot it differently. We don't have those ideas that come out.
I guess because we have a bunch of artists who are selfish.
Yeah, well, and space, don't want to pay. Yes,
they don't want to pay And with people like Request that were in Justin Bieber's Sorry video, they've been doing it for a while, and they only went mainstream when that video came out. But before that, they were... They were an epic dance crew that we knew about for years.
Yep. Yeah. Forever.
Yeah. And now Justin Bieber took that route and it worked for him because the video's on so many views.
Yeah.
Mm. It just goes to show you how important dance and dancers are in the world.
Mm. Yeah, and I mean, let's all the, you know, thoughts and bullshit and all of this stuff aside, that is just a really dope video.
It is.
I haven't seen a video like that in a long, long time. I don't think there's any video that you can actually equate to that one.
No.
I've heard so many people that say, oh man, I wish I could pull off those moves. I want to dance like those girls. I want to.
We're all here. How you doing?
You know what's the funny thing? The funny thing is that they dance better than that in their other videos. Which is.
Yes, that's watered down.
You know what I mean? Like, that is for the commercial market of for people of the world.
Yeah. Yeah.
We've seen other videos of theirs where they go in.
Like hard. It's not even just, it's not even a game. It's serious.
Yeah.
How amazing would a dance competition or a dance show like ABDC, how amazing would a dance show like that be in this country? Is that something that should and can happen?
It wouldn't be amazing.
It wouldn't at all.
You know what?
I'm sorry. Are we all like,
nope.
You guys didn't.
Can I tell you something?
You didn't even take a second to think about that. All of you just
know. Fuck that.
No, because you know what? It actually makes me mad. There's dancers in this country who wake up and say, I can dance.
Justin
Jay. And they don't train. They don't go to class. They don't do anything. Uh-huh. And those are the people who enter those kind of competitions, and then it makes us look
And then the quality is dumb, so it makes us look like, oh, why would I even hire all of them?
But I mean, typically with these kind of, you know, TV shows and whatnot, you get someone to be a judge who knows
that's also the problem though.
But that's
also the problem, because that's also a handful of people. You find now, especially in South Africa, most of the people who are actually dancing are the ones who know how to judge ourselves.
Yeah.
It's not like in America where you have the veterans and the pioneers who are able to judge people properly. Now in South Africa they'll have a dance competition and get a singer to judge.
Yeah.
And it's like, how can you judge me on something you have no idea about? You know what I mean?
So I mean, what that shows, so you'd think you can dance? Sponsored by Fanta. Fanta.
You see those shows? Like,
you know what? No. Season one, season one tried. But after that, I mean, I was in season two. No offense to myself, but like, it was bad.
Okay.
Season three after that was even worse. Also with that, some dancers won't enter that because you don't get paid and you're there for so long.
Yeah.
And you need to make income.
Yeah.
So those who want to try make it in the dance scene, who are still maybe new in the dance scene, who haven't really trained, enter, but it doesn't look as good. Overseas, at least they get paid.
Yeah. So then that, which begs the question, if you want to actually become a professional dancer, how do you guys go about it? I mean, you guys are it. You've done it. So how would you advise someone who's sitting at home now watching the Sorry music video by Justin Bieber and thinks, you know what, I really want to be a part of this movement?
Treat yourself like a business, like I said earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Invest in yourself. Train. Eat healthy. Gym. Like, you just need to take care of your body. Train, like I said before. And like, also with dancers who watch other dancers, they're like, oh, I want to do that, but they don't want to work hard to get there. They want the shortcut. Forget the shortcut. Don't go asking someone you know to be in a show and you're not epic. Work your way up. It's okay. Like, it's never too late.
It's as in every other profession, you have to build your skill before you can actually put yourself out there. You don't just guess like, oh, today I feel like being this, so I'm gonna be a dancer. Like, it doesn't work like that. And beyond just busting a move, I think you also, like Taki said, you need to be business savvy, because if you're going to make a living out of it and it's not a after school hobby, you need to be able to handle your money, handle how you're treated at work, handle, be able to say no to some things. Not everything is just like a... Oh,
not
hey,
all money is good money.
Exactly.
And adding on to that, be the difference. I, I personally feel like everyone wants to come into the industry and be what somebody else is already. If you want to make an impact and if you want to be somebody who they recognize or they understand, you need to come and do something else. Hey, you can't come be Sino because Sino was on TV and I want
to
be
like
Sino.
Yo, or vintage. How many people have tried to do vintage? Yo! Please, save us. No, no, it's okay. That spot is taken.
Now you want to go rocking in heels because Seki is rocking in heels.
And you'll only find that if you train. Like, you don't find your thing until you give it time and you work on it. I mean, that's how we all find our... whatever we're known for, good at, you have to put time into it because if you don't, then you just guess or you copy or you imitate as in everything else.
Yeah, and like what Lisha is saying is so true. People want to do things because they see it working for you, but they don't understand they're not
the process.
You.
Yeah,
and also if they come do it after you and you've already started, for them it's like nothing. Other people look at them like, oh, but isn't that what vintage is doing? No, but this there's a crew like this, vintage or whatever, or rocking heels or Sino's dancers, whatever it is. Like, don't be lazy, try be creative, try do it different. Do your research,
put in the
research,
work
research.
I didn't know there were so many problems in the dance industry. I didn't
see,
know you guys were
facing
so many
the hype.
You know, I think it's if you ever want to find out something about a particular subject or whatever, you need to speak to someone who's in it. You know what I mean? Like, if you want to hear what rappers have a problem with, you need to speak to rappers, which is why we brought you guys in today. Because we want to find out what's happening in SA's dance world, man.
The digital age, social media, has that made it easier or does that make it harder? Because, I mean, now your moves are all over the world and I suppose somebody can take what you've done.
No, people bite. Don't worry. I know. We used to call repertoires repeat hours. Don't worry. It was a fact. I mean, we did a performance in the most shocking thing I've ever seen. We did a performance at Bedford View High. You remember when YFM still used to do those day whatever thingy majiggies and they brought that truck and whatnot. We were there dancing up on that stage. Josie was still, you know, still coming into the industry and whatnot. Yeah. And... you know, we got up on stage and we started performing. These guys had, like, it looked like a professional camcorder. I mean, this thing was huge, man. There was no way.
Back
any
in
of
those
us,
days.
You know what I mean?
Holy shit.
So, fast forward 2 weeks from that event, we see some of our moves in their routines. You know what I mean? So, biting is a real thing. It's not just hip-hop artists that take each other's lines or, you know, dancers also steal their moves. How do you guys tackle such issues? Do you go up to someone and say, look, I saw your performance last week and that
remember this.
You know, yes, this. Exactly. You know what I mean? How do you guys deal with that? How do you deal with people that are just there to, you know, essentially steal your thunder?
I think if this was years ago, we'd have an issue with it. I guess you can't do anything about it now. We're not kids anymore. We're professional. So going to someone... in the street and you're like, girl, why did you steal my move?
You could have been making money. Exactly. Bye.
Yeah.
That conversation can be had with people who formed dance crews recently and are still in the competition phase of things. But when it comes to this, shame.
No. And I think even if you, like, whether you're competing or not, it's frustrating. I'm not saying like, yeah, go ahead and bite people's things. It's frustrating. But I think if you're a creative and you know you're born for this, you're never going to run out of creativity. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And nobody's ever going to duplicate it like how you do it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So they can keep copying, but it's like you pay no mind to things like that. Because if you know that you're creative, you can be great again and again and again. And no one's going to do it how you did it if you didn't bite it.
Yeah.
So you just...
I just feel sorry for those who...
That's rough. To have to keep watching people's moves.
Couch and watch their moves and copy. And like, how do you grow as a person?
Yo, rewind.
That must be exhausting.
Hey, DSTV PVR. You have killed us.
Pause.
Killed us.
Okay, so you stop like this.
Wait, okay. And then you have to turn around to face the right side.
Oh, okay, then you check.
All right, so what would you guys like to see happening in South Africa's... dance world? I'm gonna keep on calling it the dance world, you know. But like, what type of changes, you know, continuing what you were saying earlier on, but as far as holistically speaking, besides you guys taking yourself seriously and all of that stuff, What type of changes would you like to see? Do you want to see more competitions? Do you want to see
no?
Please just okay. wait before they need to go and learn first.
At okay. the end of the day, I think for me personally, I just don't want to see dancers dancing behind artists anymore.
Yeah.
Woo. Okay.
Yeah.
That's most important. I feel like we make the show. We work harder than everyone else, and it's about time that. You know, artists must do their thing. Like, if you want to come to studio, come dance. Don't expect us to choreograph things for you, and then you can't...
Or dim it down
you know
for
what
you.
I mean?
Yeah.
Then so you can't keep in. Up with the dancers. Dancers work hard. We at the bottom of the food chain, my nigga.
For no
you
reason.
Know? And it's time that changes.
Definitely. And I think with what he's saying, like, it's starting to make... I feel like it's starting to make the entertainment industry as a whole think that it's our ultimate dream to dance behind your artists, and please, it's
nah.
not. like, that's not our goal. As so please don't think you're doing us a favor when you ask us to be in your video
yes.
or dance with... That's not where... Nobody grows up with that dream, like, I can't wait to grow up so I can dance behind so-and-so.
Yeah.
Like, it's not... It's, we have bigger plans for ourselves mm-hmm. and that have nothing to do with you, so it's not a favor. And... Having said that it's not a favor, that means you need to invest and pay us properly because exactly. you're not doing anyone a favor. If you want to work with us, you need to treat us like professionals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Uh-huh.
The same way you demand from your promoters and your this and your that, we demand it as well.
No, definitely. Like Sina's saying, they need to make a bigger budget for dancers. Like, we are the entertainment. People get up and dance with us.
Yeah.
We make the show. I'm not trying to sound big headed, but
no, by all means. By
no,
all
we do
means.
Make
That's
the show.
Truth.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also, I'd also like dancers to treat themselves as a business.
Oh, please.
Going from when you leave your house, be dressed nicely.
Mm-hmm.
Like, look the part.
Yay.
Don't get them just be like
check pants at a meeting.
Exactly. Like, dress up, look the part.
Yeah.
Like, pretend like you're a commercial. You're advertising yourself. So by the time you leave your house, I want to walk past you and see, yo, okay, yo, this one is serious. Dancers need to do that. Else people won't take you seriously.
And don't be desperate.
Also, yeah, dancers need to stop taking other dancers down as well.
Yeah.
Like, for instance, let's say I'm looking for dancers. I'll be like, hey, listen, I see you always chilling with so-and-so. How's their hip-hop or whatever? I don't hire this one because and then you see them dancing and they're epic. And then you're thinking to yourself, why am
How?
I even, like, yeah, like, who else can you ask if you can't ask dancers themselves? Like, it should be more of a community rather than haters. I mean, we're all in the same industry.
Yeah. Mm.
So we all have to have each other's back.
I love that you're demanding to be part of the show. You, I mean, being part of, if there's a tour and there's going to be a dance routine or there's going to be a, you know, dancing is going to be part of it, then that needs to be part of the budget.
Yeah.
It needs
exactly.
to be part of the tour's budget.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, nobody else gets a discount. Like, you don't ask the director to do it for free or the cameraman to do it for free or the lighting man to do it for free.
Exactly.
Don't get a discount from us. Like,
yeah, why are dancers treated differently to the singer?
When you know that your show can't go on if the dancers
aren't there.
Oh, wow.
Come on.
All right. It's going to be dull. You need some jive there.
speaking of needing jive.
Yes.
Can I just ask? Just, you know, just for the show, man.
Do you have the budget for it?
How you doing?
Hey.
Do we have the budget
okay,
for it?
I'm sorry, Neil. Whose side are you on?
The right side.
Yes, thank you.
Money talks, bro. Money talks.
All right, okay. Well, since I don't have money to pay you guys, unfortunately, can I ask for a favor? Then?
What?
Okay, look. I think it would be really cool if we were to play a song. You know,
oh my gosh.
And we go outside.
You didn't come
in the wrong shoes.
Oh no, man! Come on.
I am the.
All of
check
us are wearing
shoe.
The wrong clothes. I'm wearing like tight pants. Oh my gosh.
Ah, your timing is bad.
Do you know? Like, does 15 minutes ago, they were like, "Yeah, we're business. We're so serious."
Yeah,
exactly.
Now all I hear is excuse.
But if you bring out the money.
So you guys are not gonna let us record a video, Nyana, for our people.
Hi, man.
Are you gonna dance?
I might just. I will pop.
I'll take the video for you.
Hell, there's YouTube. You know, you can record a YouTube video.
That's exactly what we want to do. If
no,
you guys will be.
The videos are on YouTube.
Come on, guys. Can we do this, please? Please.
I think you're going to have to start kissing some feet, man.
I'm trying to.
You know what it's like? It's like me bumping into Boosie.
A doctor.
Yes.
And then saying, yo, Boosie, please stop me.
I didn't bump into you. I called you to come in for an interview.
No, I'm just saying, it's that feeling. It's like, please just do a little. I haven't warmed up.
Does this happen all the time?
We're not warm.
Does it happen all the time?
Or to you, like, show us a radio link.
Exactly.
Just in the street. Yeah, the same. Take us to an ad break.
It's the same kind of thing. Ishman.
Okay, well.
And we're not dressed properly, like they say.
They don't want to sweat.
They don't, right? I thought I was going to put them through their paces.
You tried. You put it out there.
But nonetheless, we're going to have to play the song anyway. But we don't know. No, we don't know what will happen while
Snapchat.
The song is playing.
We'll
make it happen. Snapchat. Is that what's happening now?
Yeah. Snapchat you dancing.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
It's open.
Now I'm going to do like an old school radio link. Resari Papato.
It's date night, and your wife wants you to bring Ray to bed with you. You suggested Tyrion, or maybe even Sheldon if she fancied something a little different. But no, Ray Donovan it is. So you get your tablet and you meet her in the bedroom. Because with Showmax for 99 Rand a month, you get to watch full seasons of the biggest series on the couch, in the kitchen, in bed, online anytime. So get to Showmax.com and get your 7-day free trial.
This is CliffCentral.com.
The dance didn't happen.
Thank you.
I've found a newfound respect for the ladies and gentlemen in the building. They basically put their foot down.
They said fuck no and they stuck to it. No.
Yeah, man. It wasn't even a thing out there, you know, we're going to two-step nyana. No, none of that, okay? Show me the money.
Uh-huh.
Right, man.
100K for a verse, 100K for a dance. Hey,
yes! Yes!
It is so real, man. Anyway, welcome back to it. It is 20-something with myself, just another cool kid, or Jack for short. We've got Nelvin Given as well in the studio. And if you want to be a part of the conversation, 0861555189 at Cliff Central on Twitter, at Jack_5'4", at Van Given. Facebook, Cliff Central. WeChat ID is Cliff Central. And all you have to do to send a message on WeChat is to tap connect, then message to show. Let me catch you up for those of you who haven't been here. We've got Lachey, Sino, as well as Techies in the building, and we're basically talking about what it takes to become a professional dancer in this country. You guys, in fact, all of you guys have got some level of musical talent other than just dancing. Thank you for sending me your profiles, by the way, those that did. Techies,
did you not get mine?
No, I
did.
You should have just said Google me, bitch. Google me. Okay.
I might just do it. Anyway, Lachey, let's start with you.
Mm-hmm.
The amount of work you guys have put in as Vintage. Like, was it always in your plans to put out music, or was it just an extension of what you already do?
It was always an extension. When Vintage started, it was always supposed to be music, dance, and fashion.
Yeah,
we've tapped into music, not dance. We've tapped into not music. We've tapped into dance and fashion for the longest time because that's what people know us for. Mm-hmm. And just recently, like Sigilela specifically, who's a member of Vintage Crew, his family is in the music industry already, so it was always bound to happen. And last year, we recorded our first single called Shebang. And we were here on on Cliff Central, like, during that time. But after that, like, just as we released the song, the Idols thing happened, and we didn't have time to promote the song.
Okay,
so,
what Idols thing happened?
Yeah,
tell us!
Don't leave us out of the loop.
I was choreographing season 11 of Idols.
Yes! What do you mean out of the loop? You know you saw it.
I'm just saying, not everybody knows what you're talking about. You know what I mean?
So That was epic. That was nice. But as a surprise, we are still doing something with that song. Just know that there's going to be a remix coming out.
A shebang.
And a music video. So we won't be dancing behind poor people.
Yo, I thought you were going to sweet.
I'm like, but, you know, it's time for us to be shining by ourselves. If it's not going to happen like that, it's then rather we not do it, because it's come to a point where we know we're entertaining, we can entertain the masses, and Yeah, that's how it is, y'all.
Right. Shebang, you can do that shit, man.
I want to make a shebang.
Right?
You must hear the remix when it comes out.
Come on, okay. Come on.
I am going to be waited with bated breath.
Yeah. You couldn't get just him to like, dance. Maybe we can get him to sing.
Nah.
Even worse.
Do you know the person who just said even worse?
Ah! Is the one that can sing.
That very same person. Let's move on to
it
you.
Makes me sound so shady. Stop joking. All right.
So, Sino, I mean, you've gotten training for dancing.
Yeah.
As well as vocal training.
Yeah.
Walk us through that path. Like, how did it happen? Was it also something you wanted to do, or is it?
Yes, I think that's the toughest thing for me, because I've had both of those interests forever.
Yeah.
Like, equally. And I've only been able to tap into, well, I've only decided to tap into the one professionally. So now that I am doing the other end of my passion, I think the toughest thing is to not seem as though I'm just dibbing and dabbing.
Yeah.
Wherever for fun. It really is a passion. It
that
really
shade,
is something
by the
that
way.
Never on my word. I don't never.
Yes. Oh my yes. Gosh.
I promise you it's not shade. I'm too direct for shade. I say I promise you it's not shade.
No, but I know exactly what you're
talking
about.
Do you know what
about.
I mean? Because especially when I do whatever I will do, I don't want it to be like, oh, What now?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's not shade, because I do think that what Vintage is doing is still pushing the dance vibe.
Yeah.
A lot of dancers who try and tap into the music thing are almost no direction.
Yeah,
it's just like there's no link. You know what I mean? And with that thing, with the Vintage thing, it still seems to be one package that is still identifiable. It's still Vintage. It's still pushing everything they've always pushed
before. They're taking care of the brand.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's not like, oh, what's there to do now? Lawyer, gardener, this, yeah. You know what I mean? And it's never been that for me. I have both of those things on my passion. I've trained and had a desire to do both. And I think I just need to get out of my way for the other one.
Yeah.
And
yeah, it's time.
All right.
It's time.
Believe it or not, Van Given, we're going to go to another person who's got a musical
Fist
history.
Of Fury.
No, I should.
3 for 3, baby.
Somehow I knew you were not going to be happy that I was going to bring this up. But Flight
three.
Chicks. Yes. Let's talk about Flight Chicks.
What do you want to know?
I love your stomach. Just going to get it out there.
Thanks.
I love tummies, man. She has a very hot stomach. It's very sexy.
Not even abs. I love your stomach.
No, like, I haven't seen it in full views.
Thanks.
I was wondering why you were sitting so awkwardly this whole time. All right. Anyway, yes. So, I mean, you guys had a reality TV show on Vuzu.
Yes.
How did it begin? Where did this whole thing start? I mean.
Okay, so Flight Chicks. Okay, I'm going to be very honest.
Please,
okay.
Please,
yes,
please do that.
So,
please.
Flight Chicks please. For me happened by mistake.
Okay.
So I lost my dad in 2011. Nah?
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah, in December. So I was mourning for a very long time, and my mourning was bad, like really bad. And then I woke up one day, I got a call from, was it Zina?
Yeah.
Zina or Joy.
Mm-hmm.
They called me in and they're like, hey, please come choreograph, whatever, blah, blah. I was like, awesome, cool. Because I love creating. And that was something that will get my mind off things, you know? Cool, I'm choreographing. Then Lance called me in and he was like, hey, listen, we're thinking of making it a 5-girl thing, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, yo, my singing is not like great, you know?
Mm-hmm.
He's like, no, we just want the picture, like think Pussycat Dolls, blah, 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 blah. Cool. But at that point, I was still like, you know what, let me just try it out.
Yeah.
But for my own personal reasons, it was good for me to get my choreography out there and meet people when you do events and stuff, which I did. And I still have those contacts till today. So I don't regret any of the things I did with Flight Chicks. But in terms of musically, it was whack. It was so whack.
That single, what was that single? Fist of Fire?
Fist of Fire. It was
fire.
Like, on,
oh, yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, wow.
No, like, yeah, listen, it was bad. Like, it was really bad. Sure. No, guys,
I still
no.
Love your
no, 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 it's shame. Amazing. Chanel wrote a nice song, guys. No, let's not beat her up about that.
It was catchy, I'll say that.
No, no doubt.
It was very catchy.
What does that mean?
But listen.
As in, you know, once you hear it, it sticks in your head a little bit.
Gangnam Style is catchy.
You know? Exactly.
Hey, you put it in that category. I did it. Okay.
Wow. It's got over a billion
views.
You
guys are so bad. Oh my gosh.
I can just, all I'm saying is I'm jamming to it in my head right now, you know.
No, you guys are bad.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
You remember it.
So
no,
but everything was about, like, everything went bad. It was sour with the girls, with the management. There was just no order.
Yeah.
There was no honesty. There was no nothing. So everyone just started going, doing their own things, because this one's fighting with this one. This one's talking about this one.
One of you
this
got pregnant.
Not getting a,
you.
Oh, Chanel, yeah.
Yeah. My little sister loved you guys. I'm just saying. Like, she was the person.
Oh, is that how you know?
Yeah, she kept me in the loop all the time.
I was about to ask you, did you watch the show?
No,
he's lying. You watched it.
I watched it.
Sorry.
I watched the show. I was all up in that.
You watched
it? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You are something else.
Do you see what I have to work with? Do you guys actually see what I have to work with?
Oh, my God.
If you guys do get a chance to do so, just download the podcast of our last show and listen to the first thing that came out of his mouth. When we started the show, just
even when I arrived,
it was
2 seconds
deep.
In already.
It's just it's deep. It's so deep. So you don't regret anything about the journey?
Not
it was,
at all.
It was something.
Yeah, and
that
also
you learned
it
a lot from.
It built my profile. I can't complain.
Yeah. How did you get the name Techies? I just want to know.
Techies. Okay, so in primary school, I was in grade 4. I guess she's a villain, but it is my size.
Yeah, hey.
Me.
No.
I'm a baby.
Oh, okay.
Throwing
Where
yourself
are you going
in
now?
There. You threw yourself in there like
an ad
lib.
I did.
Like,
Listen.
Watch yourself.
So, in grade 4, I had a history teacher, and she was, I had her always, I think every Tuesdays and Thursdays, she was like our last class.
Mm-hmm.
And I always used to ask her like 5 minutes, like to leave class 5 minutes before the bell goes so I can go change and stuff. So every time I went to her, I had my techies in my hand and then my changing bag. So I used to be like, ma'am, can I please go change? I've got dance class, whatever. And she's from England, so she can't say Nkateko. And I hate it when people say Nkateko.
Yeah.
That is not my name.
Yeah.
So I said, so she never used to actually call me anything. She used to go, NM and then cool. So I think it was like the 7th time I came up to her and she's like, you're making me so mad. You're the only one who leaves here 5 minutes before class. I'm going to call you Techies. Everyone started laughing. Techies, quah, 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 quah. Okay, come break. Everyone heard about their name, Techies, and then that was my name. And then it followed me into high school, and then I just used it. Because it makes sense with me, actually.
All right. Well, it's a pretty cool nickname, I think.
Yeah.
It kind of works.
The courage
works.
To make it stick.
Works.
The courage to go with it. That's
I think that's really cool.
Yeah, Techies.
You know?
Yeah, if you can't say Nkateko, don't call
Rather.
Me. Just call me Techies.
Yeah. All right. Last year, something really dope happened. Hear Me Move, the dance movie, finally came out. I was very sad to see that Bontle Modisela did not get top billing, although she was the female lead in the movie. She was supposed to join us this morning. I don't know where she is, but we'll find her some other time. Are you guys thinking about going in that direction? Is acting something that you guys want to do? Do you want to bring dancing to the big screen? Because Hear Me Move was the first dance movie that was made on the continent.
Few years ago,
back there yonder.
Oh yes.
What happened
many eons ago, there was a dance movie that was produced.
Yeah.
And everybody who's sitting here was somewhat a part of it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Some just ended up not actually being in it when it started filming. But just know that Yummy Move is not the first.
It's not the first.
No. Yeah. Also, I do want to add, it's not a, thank goodness Yummy Move at least did something.
Yeah.
But a lot of dancers in this country have had opportunities to be in movies. But I think it goes down to what you're going to take, because a lot of them either don't become anything or it's, you have to compromise, you know what I mean? On things that you shouldn't compromise with.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter, be it how you're treated, be it your payment, be it,
you almost you have to weigh up your options, and everyone wants to be in a movie, and it's a great thing, but you never want to think back on that experience and go, but
maybe I shouldn't have.
Especially for a movie should be one thing that when you look back at it, everything about it, even though stressful, was awesome. You don't feel like you were disrespected as an artist. You don't feel like you were cheated. You don't feel like, you know, it feels like the big opportunity it was. So everyone here has been, there's been a couple of movies that have been offered, and only a few made
it. Yummy Move was offered as well.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
But
Ka-ching.
That's what we didn't do.
But and ka-ching paired up with everything else. Like, I don't want it to sound like, oh, no, pay us. Like,
money,
it's not even about that. Like, you see, you learn being in the industry how other people are treated, and you think, like, there's no way that you can treat every single other person in this entertainment industry like that, and then I must be treated like...
like crap.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
also, shooting a movie takes so much time.
Exactly.
You're basically saying yes to one thing that's going to take up
so it needs to be worth
time.
It.
See, exactly.
So if the opportunity then comes up again for something similar to Yummy Move,
if the stakes are right, how you doing?
There were actually some South African dancers involved in Honey 3.
Ah. Okay, I did.
I actually saw that on Instagram. No one told us about it.
Yeah, but I also heard some bad things about Honey 3 That
see,
people weren't getting paid
win.
As again. You know what I mean?
Nope.
But I think with the question you asked now, yes, definitely. If somebody wants to offer, rather don't cast me as a dancer in the movie.
Yeah.
Don't cast me as a dancer because... it's like Beyonce. It's like Beyonce. Like, you're going to cast Beyonce as who she is in all the movies already, and then she ends up being typecast for the rest of her life. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Exactly. So rather something else, if I'm going to go to the acting route,
growth.
Then give me another role.
Yeah.
But, like, with how I feel like we've been acting, like, our YouTube page is consistent with videos and short films and things where we put to use all our abilities already, so... somebody stumbles across that and decides to use that, then okay, cool.
Yeah. All right.
If dancing was a mating call.
Wow.
What would be your move? What would be your go-to?
I don't know where to go with that one.
Oh my God.
I'm not even going to lie to you.
Wow.
I've got so many.
I mean,
yeah, techies. How much are techies?
I actually have a class called Rocking Your Man.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I just need Duncan. Are you listening, buddy? This is it right here. Here we go. Yeah.
So first I started rocking in heels. It's a dance workout for women. I teach them how to walk in heels, how to be confident and love
Thank
themselves and moving and everything. And it's not for professional dancers. Sorry, guys.
It's for everyone.
Yeah. It's for everybody.
Yes. And then, so from that, I decided to start a class called Rocking Your Man, because there's women who come to me and say, oh, techies, it's my man's birthday. What should I do? Yeah. Whatever. So I always teach them, like, with the chair. The chair is our base, and that's the man. So,
okay. Can I be the dummy? I want to be the dummy in that class. Can I be the
Speaking of that class, where would someone go to, you know, take part in your class?
They must email me. Can I give you my email?
Oh, just
please.
Like Twitter.
You know.
So my email is bookings@rockinginheels.com. And Rocking in Heels with an N. So RockingIn Heels. So not in, like inside out. In for Nkateko.
Rock and roll.
Ah,
yes.
Okay.
Rock and roll.
Exactly.
All right. All right, cool. You know what? Time has flown by, man.
No,
it's I know, right?
No, why?
Oh my God, no.
Really? No. But you know what? It was so awesome hanging out with you guys, man. Can I just find out, how do we keep up with you guys on social media? Twitter, Facebook, whatever. You know, just let us know. Bookings. You know, that
okay,
type of vibe.
So my Twitter handle is @techies7, the number, not written out. Mm-hmm. And then Instagram is the same, techies7. And then Facebook is Nkateko Techies Maswenganyi.
Sister.
Yes,
Paul. Like, what was going on there?
I don't think anyone has told us that.
I mean, wow.
In that way, ever.
You put your back into that.
There you go, Sino.
My Twitter and Instagram are the same, @just_Sino.
Mm-hmm.
That's
S-I-N-O.
S-I-N-O, yes. And my email, if anyone wants to holla, is Sino dunya@gmail.com.
Alrighty. Lichay?
Okay. My Snapchat and my Instagram, which I use more often than anything, is lichay underscore HOV. If you want to email me directly for choreography, it's lichayhov@gmail.com. If you want to book Vintage Crew, it's vintagejhb@gmail.com. If you want to check out what Vintage Crew is up to, it's vintage_CRU on all social media platforms.
Really, really, really
I feel
dope,
like I need to put a voice as well. Where it goes?
I meant Sina. Just underscore Sina.
Oh, man. You know
Sina, how about you sing us out?
Wait, sister.
Oh. That would have been nice.
That would have been so hot, guys. You
if
know,
you dance,
a voice epic.
If you dance,
it's that voice where you can go to bed and be like,
oh. Okay, you know what? Duncan is really mad now. We have to get the hell up out of here. Thank you so much,
oh,
guys,
Duncan,
for joining us. It's been one hell of a bumpy ride. It's been very interesting. For those of you who want to be a professional dancer, you heard it from them yourself, man. I didn't want to say the horses here because none of you look like horses at all. So it's been dope, man. Catch you guys hopefully next week, right?
Thanks for having us.
It's been so much
fun.
See you soon, yeah.
What's happening? What I don't know. We have to talk about it now. But yeah, something will happen next week.
We will see you next week.
Alrighty then.
Shopping away.
Thank you.
This is CliffCentral.com.